All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with Grimm's Adult Games Corner and Fresh Women. You guys love Fresh Women. I know you do. I'm looking at the views. You want more of it. You can't wait. So here's more. She said she's on her way. I'm so sleepy. I can barely wait to sleep in my own bed. Even though you're pretty soft where it counts, nothing beats my own bed. Maybe one day you could come with me and... What happened the night of your uncle's accident? Night? How did you know it was a night? I... Here I am! Auntie! I'm glad you came, Auntie. I mean, Aunt Susan. Are you guys okay? I was so distracted with work, I didn't even realize I'd left you here. It was nothing, Auntie. We're fine. She was complaining just now. But that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters now, shall we, Grimm? Is Susan. So who wants to get home first? Sue. My house is further away. You should take her first. It's not exactly that far, but Sue first then. So, I hope my absent-mindedness gave you two the chance to better become acquainted, at least. It was no big deal. We're here, Sue. Thank you, Auntie. And you were useful, Grimm. Thanks. Why don't you sit in the front, Grimm? Looks like you and Sue got closer. Is there something you want to talk about? I think you're the one who needs to be more forthcoming. What do you mean? Charlie! I see. Then you remembered. Your mother said this could happen. That's not the reaction I expected from her. Alright, I promised your mother that I'd look after you. I think telling you the truth is part of it. Finally. Your father's architecture firm had an office at the mall near my store. I used to act as a fashion advisor for him. That's how he met Charlie. They got along very well. Soon they started doing projects together. What about Mr. Alderson? Did he work with them too? Ah, yes, Lily's husband. He worked very closely with your father. I don't know him very well. All I know is that he seemed to have a great influence on your father. Maybe Lily herself can tell you more about that. I doubt Lily wants to talk to me about her husband. Tell me about the accident. What happened? What is this about, Grimm? Well, if Charlie worked with my dad, that explains how I could have met him. You've met my husband? Shit, I thought she knew. She should know. Unless it was a secret. I remembered something about him. What do you remember? I remember talking to him the night of the accident. I better not say any more than that. That night. It was your accident too, wasn't it? There's no way you knew him. It's probably just your mind playing tricks on you. Is that it? Are you sure there's nothing else? I think that's enough information. That's all. And it's getting late. I should go. Oh, sure. Let me know if you remember anything else. Have a nice weekend, Grimm. See you on Monday. Damn, the more I find out, the less I understand. Huh? So many texts. Hey, Grimm, can you meet me on Sunday? I have some news for you, XOXO Dictionary Girl. Meeting Chloe wouldn't be a bad idea. Besides helping me with the investigation, she can give me tips on college. Next text. Good evening, Grimm. How are you? I'm just texting you to let you know Tyler's okay. I thought you might like to know. P.S. Hope to see you again soon. Tyler is the guy that rolled his ankle at the dance practice. It's good to know he's okay. Alyssa's not involved in any of the stuff with my past. It would be great to spend time with her, away from all this. The last text is from Dylan. Bro, where are you? I'll reply to you tomorrow, Dylan. Right now, I'm in no shape for that. What's with people always calling me in the morning? Could it be Chloe again? Hello? Bro, you finally picked up. My bad, I just woke up. I had a rough night last night. How are you? Oh, it's great to hear that. I'd be so happy to join you if I weren't, you know, in jail. What? What do you mean jail? What did you do? Actually, you did. Now you have to come to the station and bail me out. What? What did I do? Hold up, station? Are you talking about the station? Yeah. I thought you got that from the beginning. I'm waiting for you. God damn it. What kind of mess did you get yourself into this time, Dylan? Oh, it's that guy from the other night. Hey, excuse me. Do you know if my friend is here? That's not a good sign. Not in the mood to talk today, are you, Alfredo? That's fine. Hello? Right, this is pretty weird. I wonder if Dylan's really here. What the... Bro! I knew I could count on you. Now just post my bail and let's go. Hold on. How does this work? This place isn't an actual police station. You can just walk away if you want to. He is questioning the station's power, Davila. So you know how this is, right? I can't leave. And it was all kind of your fault. How can this be my fault? I didn't do anything. We just came here, had a few drinks, had fun, and I left. And how do you think he went home? I don't know, I must have taken a cab or something. I don't really remember. Do you remember feeling cold that night? No, I remember it was hot and... No, wait, I did feel cold, yes. You said you were gonna let me wear your coat. And you remember what you said next? I think I said something about Russians not feeling cold. Do you have the audacity to speak of the motherland again? The what? This bastard! I found out your little friend here was pretending to be a compatriot. Oh, so she's actually Russian. Dylan's accent sounds especially bad after hearing the real thing. I honestly don't know how he managed to fool so many people. I think I get it. I might have told you that Dylan pretends to be Russian and now you're offended. He's kinda like that, but he means well. He's got a good heart. Thanks, bro. You're a real bro. Please take it easy on him. It's not fair to leave the guy locked up just for that. Oh, but that's not the whole thing. You think I get mad at silly boy doing silly accent? You seem to be the kind of person who gets mad for a lot less. She reminds me of... Lily. Hey, kid! As I was saying, the problem is, you guys gave my pet bear a drink, and then you let him loose. We let loose your pet bear? He means so much to us. Who knows where he is now? Out there, on these cold, sad streets? Are you saying there's a bear on the loose on the streets? And your concern is that he's going to feel cold? Isn't that why bears have fur? That's very disrespectful, but I feel you have much guilt, and it's time to pay. And since you left, I'm the one who took the fall. Fine, let's get this over with. What do I have to do to get Dylan out of here and forget about it? What do you mean? I told you already, just post bail. Come on, this isn't even a real police station. Yes, but we still have rules. Here. That's the amount you should pay. That's outrageous! That's a joke! I can't afford that. There must be another way. Davila, he said he can't afford it. In that case, we're gonna have to make him do that. What do you mean, that? Make him do that. What do you mean, that? You know he can't take tests without Bear. Wow. Are they gonna let you take the test? I've always wanted to take the test. Quiet, imposter! Wait, what is this test? Contestants like an erotic triathlon where only the strongest reach the end. Are we gonna see some fucking starless shit now? It doesn't seem too bad to me. But where does the bear fit in all of this? I've always wanted to know. I think we can improvise and take out bear part, but then tests would be almost impossible. We can do it, Davila. Let him take the test, please. I don't think she speaks Russian. Fine. If you pass tests, I'll release your friend. Wait a minute. I didn't even say if I agreed with that. Spy novels. Getting pretty close. Come on, you can't do this. Dylan, somebody? Ouch. Hey, what are you guys doing? Wow, hold on. You guys are crazy. Wait, where is your friend? What? She is getting ready for the test. And could you tell me why I'm tied up? What the hell is this test anyway? It's an endurance test. It's actually very easy to comprehend. Endurance? Like resisting something? Yes. You'll have to resist me. I am the first part of your triathlon. Alright. Well, I am the first part of your triathlon. I guess she did switch. It was different, guys. I guess she can switch accents just like Dylan does. You have to go through the three steps. Without losing. Without giving up. And mainly, without coming. She must think I'm just a boy. It won't be that easy. Besides, what's the worst she could do? Holy fuck! Better not get too confident. This girl can be the devil. Have fun. Focus on me. Now we can start. Pay close attention and enjoy the show. Well, pole dancing isn't even that impressive. She is a stripper after all. Let's see what else she can do. Not bad. Do you like what you're seeing so far? I think I can give you a little more to watch. How about that? I must admit, you're good. Do you want me to dance on your pole too? Well, if you insist. That's right. Desire me. I'm beginning to understand the game. I can't fall for her tricks. Hey, what's on your mind? Is it something other than me? Are you thinking about how much you want me? Or how much you want me to keep dancing? I do want her to keep dancing. And I want her to keep doing what she's doing. You know what you want, don't you? God damn it, this is so good. Yes, give yourself to me. That's what you want, isn't it? That. Wait, she is playing me. But it's so good, I don't know what to do. I should resist, right? Damn it, Dylan. As much as I want to, I can't. I have to continue with the test. Smarter than I thought. Congratulations. I think you deserve a treat. But rules are rules. If we had continued, you would have failed the test, I'm sure. This is some sort of mind game. I have to stay strong if I want to continue. Congratulations on getting past the first phase. Angela, phase two. Phew, the worst is over. Now I can relax. Angela's definitely going to be nicer than Davila. She seemed more affectionate and caring. This will be a piece of cake. I'm here. Am I late? I hope he's all right. Now it's your turn. Take care of him. Hi. Glad you made it to the second stage. Wow. Oh, wow. Maybe it won't be that easy after all. Oh, poor thing. She left you tied up here, didn't she? Let's get you out of these. You do not deserve that. Wow, thanks. Finally, someone is being nice to me today. Oh, no. Was Davila being mean to you? Not exactly mean, but... Oh, come here. Nobody's gonna hurt you here, okay? You are our guest, after all. Looks like Davila put you through a rough patch. Look at what she did to you. Was she mean to you down there, too? Not exactly. She just got me in the mood. Davila is beyond redemption. She's really mean. Come here with me. Let me fix that for you. How do you feel when I do this? Ah, much better, no doubt about it. This will be even better. I guarantee you. Ah! That's right, you know how to treat a guest. But of course, we only want your best. What do you mean, we? Davila too? She doesn't seem to be much of a fan of mine. Oh, that's our Davila, she's like that. But we both want the same thing. The same thing? So that means she's trying to make me lose too? Or is she just being nice? No. Don't think about anything else. Focus on me. Focus on these. Isn't it much better? So much better. Don't be shy. You can play with them if you want to. They're not just for show. It's like caressing the very clouds in the sky. It feels like dancing among the angels. This is all so good that I could stay here all day. That's it. Now relax. Gonna be okay. Your friend is fine. You can spend the whole day here with me if you want to. Dylan, look what I'm not doing because of you. As much as I'd like to, I'm here on a mission. So you can bring in the next challenge because I'm ready. Amazing. What a man. You are truly worthy. Maybe you even deserve to win this triathlon. Speaking of which, what is the third challenge? First it was Davila, now you. Who's next? Oh, it's the bear, isn't it? What kind of sick game do you guys play with people here? What? No, of course it's not the bear. The bear is just a distraction. What do you mean, distraction? To prevent people from talking about other things. The bear was here to make the test easier to pass. I didn't find it that difficult. It's because you haven't gotten to the last part yet. And what comes after the two of you? Well, that's exactly it. It's just the two of us. Together. If I were you, I wouldn't be able to resist. Whoa! I think this time they really are dedicated to making me lose. Their strategy might as well work. Angela acts all nice, but she's actually very naughty. She needs to learn her place. Ah! Ah, Davila, you are so mean. But you shouldn't be spending your energy on me. Isn't that right, Davila? I think we have a target, Angela. Dylan, I think I might be in trouble here. Unlike Davila here, I'm still nice. I will make sure to get you what you really want. Let's get more comfortable. Or let me get more comfortable, rather. Are you ready for the last part of the trial? I think this phase is going to be a little different, am I right? This time we won't just be teasing you. This time it's for real. It'll be hard to control myself. But I can't miss this opportunity either. I want to know what happens next. Ah, please be gentle. They are sensitive. Oh, so you think you can handle both of us? If you're so brave, I'm willing to make you a proposal. If you make both of us come, you pass the test. But it has to be both of us. Can you handle that? Ugh. He said yes, Davila. I trust him. But we can help too. Ah, isn't that a good idea? Who's the little devil now, huh, Angela? She's very excited today. I think she really likes this boy. I could go easy on him, but he made us lose our bear. He's not that bad, though. Maybe I should go easy on him. But he let our bear loose. Hurry up. Get up. Davila, what is it? Was he being mean to you? Not to me, Angela. But he was mean to the bear. Or have you already forgotten about that? I thought I could forgive you for that, but Davila is right. I think you have to fail the test. What do you mean, fail the test? Is it over yet? I lost? It makes no sense. You haven't lost yet. But you will. Nobody will help you now. Wait a minute, isn't that kind of wrong? If you stop now, you won't be able to have fun with us. And I know you want this. So you want to stop now. I'll let you and your friend... Hold on. So if you want to stop now, I'll let you and your friend go home. Or you can stay here and try your luck. So what's your choice? I will fulfill my mission here, and I'll do it in style. Such a tease. And are you agreeing with that? Yes. Angela, if you're happy, I'm happy. We'll make you even happier. They seem to be pretty close. That makes it even hotter. Hey! Sorry about your bear. I shouldn't have given drinks to it, or whatever it is I did. That was all I needed to hear. See, Davila? I told you he was nice. I don't usually reward the good guys, but I think I can make an exception today. You are so lucky. She's not like that with everyone. If I were you, I would take advantage of this opportunity. I would definitely enjoy it. So? Oh, I would definitely enjoy it. I'll enjoy you as well. Ah! He has such a big dick. But I won't mention it. He's already feeling good. Wow, I've never seen Davila like this. She must really be enjoying this. I want more. Angela, keep it down. If you're that thirsty, I can help you. Here, let's do it like this. Ah, it is wonderful. Holy fuck. Now I get it when they said I would fail the test. It's impossible not to get excited about these two. What, are you almost there? Not yet. We didn't even get to the best part. Ah! Come on, stand up. Over here. Here where? You stay there. Here, Angela. Didn't you want more from him? This will be your best opportunity. She's all yours. Are you okay with this, Angela? Davila knows me very well. This is my favorite position. Since this is the case... I'm not an orgasm guy. Davila had the right idea. I knew you would be good at this. What about you? Don't you want to join in as well? Yeah, Davila, are you just going to stand there and watch? Does he think he can take on both of us? You really are mean, Davila. What are you up to there? Giggles. I think you're strong enough. What is she planning on doing? Time for your last endurance test. Hold on! Wait, what are you... Holy fuck! Is this even possible? Wow, the fit is perfect. The body's in sync. The balance between good and evil. Nirvana! Davila, I'm almost there. Me too. Wait, don't finish just yet. I want you to do it on my face. Again, you dirty girl. In that case, I'll want it too. Prepare yourselves. It's coming. All mine. So I'll teach you how to share. Well, that's sexy. I can't waste anything, can I? Gulp. Thank you. It was delicious. Theoretically, you failed the test. But I made an exception, so that's fine. You can go now. Bro! Did it say Miss So in America or something? You passed the test. With flying colors. Wow, I can't believe it. Please teach me, Master. Miss South America. Come on, Dylan, we're done here. Nice. Oh, okay. Okay. So what do you do now that you are a free man? Let's see. Aha, I found it. Found what? Is this your motorcycle? She is my treasure. I love vintage vehicles. Bro, thanks for helping me back there. It's nice to have someone you can count on. You can count on me, bro. And that's why I would like to thank you by offering you a ride. So where can I take you? In fact, I told Chloe I'd meet her later at the mall. But I can just take the bus. Shit, I'm already running late. Someone's got a date with Chloe. Be honest with her. Explain why you were late and she will understand. Lying to Chloe is always a bad idea. But isn't that what you do every day? Lie to her? It's not exactly that. Always remember, you must always be honest with her. So shall we? Beats being late. Is this really safe? Of course. Whoa, take it easy, Dylan. We're gonna die. Shut up. We're here, partner. Where's Chloe? She's inside in the cafe. Thanks, bro. Go get her, bro. She's in the cafe. Could it be that cafe? Well, that answers my question. Whoa, the cafe looks a lot different now. Glad they've changed. Maybe now they'll get more customers to come. Did they change the staff as well? Nope. She's there too. Hello. Hi, Grim. Hi. Uh-oh. Do you know each other? Yeah, he's the friend I told you about. I had no idea the two of you knew each other. Although, it makes sense. Cafe is a good place to meet new people. Great choice for a newcomer. Although he should have gone to another cafe, this one is usually empty. Always insightful, Chloe. Yes, she is so smart. Chloe always tells me interesting things when she comes here. I didn't know you two were friends. Oh, she's a regular. Books and coffee go very well together. I always come here when I go to the bookstore. But come to think of it, I don't think we ever got to talk outside here, did we? I think we should change that. And since you're friends, it's even easier. What do you say, Grim? Oh, what a nice surprise. The three of us hanging out together, I don't see any problems. Would that complicate things with Alyssa, though? She doesn't seem to mind too much. Or is this some kind of test? Should I have said no? Or do they have a different idea? Nice. Well, I'll let you two talk about what you came to discuss. If you want to order anything, just let me know, Grim. Thanks. So I was beginning to get worried. You were supposed to be here an hour ago. Did something happen? Dylan said I was supposed to be honest with her. Let's see. Dylan and I got in some kind of trouble. Dylan got into some kind of trouble and I had to help him. Although it was partially my fault too. Anyway, sorry for the delay. Ah, so that was it. He said something about being stuck, but he said you would help him out. He says all sorts of things, so I don't worry too much. Besides, he would be fine as long as you were there. Don't worry about the delay. Anyway, tell me, did you learn anything new? Oh, that's right, that's what we're here for. I remembered something which I honestly don't know what to think about. Are you okay, Grim? Yeah. Well, I think I will be. Whatever it is, you can tell me. So I remembered that I was talking on the phone with Charlie the night of the accident. Charlie is Susan's husband, right? The man himself. It makes sense for you to remember the night of your accident. So did you know Charlie well? It seems so. And what were you two talking about? I'm not sure, but I was very rude to him. And that made me think about something. Is that who I was? A bad person? I don't know much about myself after all. I haven't known you for that long, but I know you're a good person. I'll even forget about my rational side, and I'll tell you that I feel it. I can feel you are a good person. You can call it detective's intuition. Thanks, Chloe. This reassures me in a way. And even if that's the case, who you were before doesn't matter. You can forge your own path. And maybe you're just remembering it wrong. Memories are not that reliable. Did you find out if Susan had anything to do with the accident? I honestly don't know. When I asked about it, she said there was no way I could have met her husband. Their conversation seems intense. What are they talking about? Well, that's the latest news. I think that'll do. I will investigate further into this. Oh, are you leaving already? If a certain someone hadn't been late... I'm kidding, don't worry. I have to go to the bookstore now. There will be a reading session starting in a little while. There's probably a line for the book signing already. I'm sorry I was late. We would have more time to talk if it weren't for that. Don't worry about it. Besides, I think there's someone who needs to talk to you more than I do. More gallery content? Really? Oh, it was just that. Ah. Anyway, I'll be at the bookstore. Come find me later. See you later. The coffee was great. Hey, Grim, I didn't mean to pry. That conversation seems so intense. Are you all right, Grim? Family stuff. I know what that's like. Is there anything I can do for you? I don't think so. Besides, you already have a lot on your plate. By the way, how's Tyler doing? Oh, he's having a fast recovery. It's a shame he won't be fully recovered for next week. His role wasn't that big and the choreography was simple. It's simple, but we need everyone on stage. He only had one step that was tricky. And what was this step like? You just want to see me dancing again, don't you? Ha ha. Well, you are a good dancer after all. Aha, fine. It was more or less like this. 1, 2, and 3. What? How did you know that? It's one of Dance Dance Supreme's choreographies. I know most of them. That's excellent. Excellent? Why? You don't want me to dance in Tyler's place, do you? It's not perfect yet. But with some training, you can get good enough to perform next week. Perform? Yes, we can practice together until then. I know you can do it. Please? You know what? It's so crazy, it might work. I'm in. Seriously? Thank you. You're my savior. She seems very happy and relieved. This must be a big deal for her. Everything is fine. You can count on me. Thank you. This means a lot to me. I won't forget that. This event is very important, you know. It could be our chance to save the studio. That's why I asked for your help. How so? It's nothing. Besides, I think there's someone waiting for you. Or it's just a weird guy who's been staring at you for a while. He can be both. Dear friend! My lady! Well, your friend is a gentleman. It's amazing how he's been away from home for so long, but he's still immaculate. By the way, Dylan, didn't you go home? I was going to, but then I remembered that there's a bear out there. Bear? Ah, that's not what he meant. It's a linguistic issue. I think he just said the wrong word. Haha, he probably meant beer. But by the way, we have to go, don't we, Dylan? Yeah, but what about the bear? Come on, Dylan. Well, he's dying to have a beer. Come on, Dylan, let's go. See you later, Grim. Nice to meet you, Russian friend. You can't go around saying there's a bear on the loose. But tell me, did you actually see the bear? No, nothing like that. I actually remembered there was something going on at the bookstore today. I'm glad it occurred to me before I left the mall. Chloe said, Chloe should be there as well if you haven't talked to her already. Oh, there she is. What is she doing over there all by herself, though? Did something happen? Let's go there. Hello, Chloe. Oh, hi, guys. Is everything okay, Chloe? Yes, yes. What happened? You didn't get an autograph? I did. The problem is, it'll be the last one. How so? The author took the opportunity to announce that he will retire. I really liked his mystery series, and now it's over. So your favorite mystery series has ended? How about you make your own mystery story? Me? A writer? I can't say the thought has never crossed my mind, but... What do you think, Grim? I think that's a great idea. You have a huge passion for books, so I think you would be a great writer. I agree, you should write a thriller about a Russian spy. Or something else entirely. Definitely something else. But I'll keep that in mind, Dylan. Anyway, whether you are a writer or not, you can live your own adventures. Mysteries really abound. I already know what mystery story we can investigate. That's right! You went to your boss's house, didn't you? No way I'm going there again. Then what about watching from afar? You don't have anything against that, do you? I what? Are you talking about doing something like a police stakeout? I can bring binoculars and my notebook. If it's a night, we can use the shadows and be practically invisible. A black car would be ideal, too. How do you know all that? We could observe her from afar and watch her every move. Maybe throw in burglar clothes, too, and... Chloe? Oh, looks like I got carried away. Seems like it was a little more than just that. More than just excitement. I thought Chloe, of all people, would be against such an idea. Wouldn't that be kind of illegal? Not necessarily. In theory, we would only be standing near her house. What are you even hoping to find there? I don't know. But I think I really need that. I think her excitement was for good reason. Seems like she really enjoys these mysteries. Fine, I agree. But let's just look around and get away quickly. Deal. I told you hanging out with me would be an adventure. Okay. Dylan said he'd drop by later. The more I stop to think about this idea, the less I like it. But at the same time, I'm not giving up. I am prepared. I am ready. I am equipped, and I don't have any clean black t-shirts. But that matters not. Duty calls. Hurry up, bro. Oh, finally. Hey, bro, we agreed to wear black and... Huh? Ah! Come on, it's not that bad. It's like watching the sun in the middle of the night. All of your neighbors are probably up now because of you and your sparkly shirt. For your sake, I hope not. They would call the police if they saw a suspicious van parked here. Anyway, won't you let me in? And where is Chloe?
She's in the back.
Is that where you keep the sweets you give to the kids? Haha, very funny. I'm actually keeping something even more important there. Like what? Come with me if you want to live. What? Terminator! Shall we? So here's the plan. Alright. We know that Susan is getting ready for a big event next week. Then she will certainly be very busy. The idea is to distract her long enough for us to take a look around. And that's where Dylan comes in. He'll be a light-headed delivery boy carrying a ton of papers for Susan to sign. Meanwhile, I will investigate everything using a drone. Again, are you sure this is legal? If we don't get caught, yes it is. What? Shh. Dylan should be getting there by now. Oh, he's fast. There, follow her. What is she doing? Did she invite him in? Oh, man. You could cut the tension with a knife right now. But we're going to have to go ahead and end it here, right in the middle of this spy game. What's going to happen? I don't know, but we'll find out on the next episode of Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Fresh Women.